Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt. My partner Jean Paul is off today. Today we'll be talking about Anchorage Opera Company's production of Puccini's wonderful opera, Madame Butterfly. And to talk about it, we have the General Director of Anchorage Opera, Reed Smith. Welcome to the show, Reed.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We also have Kirk Dougherty, who is playing Lieutenant Pinkerton in the show. Welcome, Kirk.
Hi. Glad to be here, too.
Well, Reed, let's talk about you first of all, before we get to the actual opera, because you're new to Anchorage Opera. You've just taken over the job of General Director. And give us a bit about your background, where you've come from, and what brought you to Anchorage.
Well, I've been involved with opera now for 34 years or so. Started out as a singer in the Tri-Cities Opera Resident Artist Training Program. Did some singing professionally. Then moved to Germany with my wife, Judy Berry, who was a house soprano in Wuppertal, Germany, which is right outside of Dusseldorf. And I decided that I really didn't enjoy performing all that much during that time, and I kind of looked after her career and attended a lot of her performances and other performances. And then in 2000, Tri-Cities Opera lost their executive director mid-season, and I said that I was available to come help out. So they brought me in as interim executive director, and then continued my employment there as executive director and eventually general director of the Tri-Cities Opera Company. And I was there until this last spring, 2013, and then the position here at Anchorage opened up and I applied for it, and here I am.
So what do you think of Anchorage so far?
Oh, I think it's a great city. I'm really impressed with the not only the natural beauty, but the warmth of the citizens. Everybody has been so open and nice to us. And I really do feel a sense of adventure here.
Oh, great. Well, you've just made a lot of fans here in Anchorage for your welcome to Anchorage, and welcome to Anchorage Opera.
Thank you.
And Kirk, you're back again for another performance with Anchorage Opera. You're from New York. You come in, you're almost a regular here, aren't you?
Well, lately, I suppose you're right. I've been in the last three shows that have occurred in October and November, so I could say that I've got I've been at the performances with the best weather, I'm sure. I mean, this has been three really wonderful months of October here.
You're going to have to come back sometime. Seasons. Have to come back sometime during the
for
winter.
For the February show. That's right.
We were talking about that earlier, how you're missing out on some of the darkness.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yep. Well, let's talk a bit about the opera, Madame Butterfly, one of the most popular operas ever performed in the repertory of opera today. Kirk, tell us a bit about your role in the show, and maybe by telling us about your role, tell us a bit about the story for those of the two people in the world who don't know about Madame Butterfly.
Sure, yeah, it is definitely a very famous opera, and I play Lieutenant Pinkerton. He's a naval officer in the American Navy, and he's stationed in Japan. And he is, in the first scene, basically, he's contacting Goro, who is a marriage broker, and he's very excited to marry a woman who is a native of Japan, and she is a geisha. Her name is Chocho-san, calls herself Madame Butterfly, and he's very excited to meet her and to marry her, but this is, in his mind, a kind of a... You know, a contract that's easily broken because he has plans to marry a true American wife and whatnot and so this is something that he's doing to fall in love and to be with this woman while he's in Japan, but he has no intention of really following through with this marriage, and she on the other hand takes it very seriously, and that's where the clash of cultures really. Really becomes the conflict in the story, because she, and actually unlike many people in Japan, she really wants to honor this this marriage vow, and she actually gives up and forsakes her religion, and becomes a Christian and wants to be a true American wife.
And Pinkerton is. When you read about the story, he comes across as being, we said a moment ago, kind of a bad guy. But
it's true.
But as a performer, opera singers are actors, and as an actor, you have to justify your choices in the show.
That's right. Yeah.
What is your take on Pinkerton and why he does what he does?
Well, many naval officers at the time, there was probably a bit of a precedent for doing this sort of thing. And marrying someone from the native land that they were stationed at, and the American Navy were stationed all over the Pacific, This is the early 20th century, and I think, like all people in opera, all evil characters, they're not necessarily, they would not describe themselves as evil.
Of course not.
So,
and opera is full of,
yes,
what we call characters.
So, yeah, these choices that may be wrong to the person in that story, I don't think he sees it as wrong. I think he sees it as his own youthfulness and naivete for thinking that there wouldn't be consequences for such a choice.
Right, right.
And see, what he doesn't foresee really is that, okay, they have this night together, and then he leaves, and he suspects that she takes it, or he hopes, I think, that she takes it as frivolously as he would. But the problem is they have a child, and the outcome of that is that she feels like she has to protect this child, and she doesn't let the people know about this. So there's another character, a consul, Sharpless. He's an American consul to Japan, who's there to oversee the wedding and make sure that things are okay. Pinkerton contacts this character later in the show and says, you know, I hope that she's forgotten, you know, me by now. And he tries to go and break this to Madama Butterfly. And she says, well, you can't, you know, there's no possibility that I would ever forget him. I have this child.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this real conflict they can't really extricate themselves from. When he returns after 3 years because his ship comes back there. And that's when he, as a character, also realizes that he's made, you know, the wrong decision about having done this. And, you know, and he does suffer
for that.
He does feel, you know, some pain from that. So he can't be all that bad.
No, I mean, he
does have a conscience,
exactly.
Yeah.
And Reed, this opera, it's not just about the story, of course. You can't have an opera without the music of Puccini for this opera. What is it about this music that brings this story to life?
Well, it's very accessible music. First of all, beautiful tunes and soaring melodies. But it also is interesting the way Puccini has used the Western music to depict the Japanese flavor of this story. I think people will really, really enjoy seeing the show. They're just stunning moments. And we're going to have a set that we constructed ourselves over at Spar Avenue, our facilities there, and designed by Peter Harrison. Very simple, elegant set that's going to help tell the story very, very well.
I always like to see sets and scenery for opera because you never know what's going to happen. Sometimes they can be very elaborate. Sometimes they can be very, very simple. Sometimes it can be abstract. So is this more of a – how would you describe the scenery
for
this?
It's traditional in its – but it's also simple. So there isn't a lot of things going on, but you know you're in Japan. And we do have a big house that's has this shoji screens, and there are some other indications that you're in Japan.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who just tuned in, this is Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt. My partner, Gene Paul, is off today. We're talking with Reed Smith, who is the general director of Anchorage Opera, and along with Kirk Dougherty, who is playing Lieutenant Pinkerton in their upcoming production of Madame Butterfly. Kirk, let's get back to you a bit about your performance in the show. We've talked a lot about your character, but the main character, the opera is called Madame Butterfly.
That's right. Yeah.
And and that's where I would think the real draw is, and just her longing for the romanticism of her longing for your character. I know she's not your character, but can you talk a bit about that character?
Well, sure. I mean, first of all, she is one of the most famous characters in all opera, and I mean, and part of that is because she has one of the functions of my character is to not be there in the second act, and so she really does have to carry the entire second act, speaking about, you know, the one day I will come back to her, and the happiness that. That she'll feel by being reunited with me after I had left. And she has, I'd say somebody that makes some of the choices that Chocho-san or Madame Butterfly makes is a person that really wants to sacrifice for her husband, find this new life. Also, she has a father and a mother, but the father was committed suicide at the request of a Mikado. And so that is definitely something that has kind of loomed large in her mind, and certainly in the outcome of the story. I don't want to be a spoiler for the story, but I mean, certainly, you know, that has some influence on the end of the story. It's a tragedy.
Of course.
So yeah, what opera, what great opera wouldn't be a tragedy? She has a talent though for making incredibly intense and huge sacrifices, I would say. I mean, she does this in her life by becoming a geisha, by marrying this Westerner, who not everyone in that family thinks is such a great guy or even such a great looking guy. You know, some of them like him, some of them hate him. You know, at this time in Japan, that was a culturally closed world. They were really Japanese people, and they had some contact with other military nations. But that may be their first time even seeing a Westerner. So it was not like the world of today, where we travel east, west, north, south with speed and without really thinking. You know, we are part of a global culture.
Right, right.
But they have their own culture, and Puccini shows that in the music, in the drama. The story is actually based upon an English play that he saw, and and at that time was a big hit in London.
Well, this play certainly has the staying power. And we're just about running out of time here. But, Reed, I want to ask you a few questions here. Being new to Anchorage Opera, what plans do you have for the upcoming season?
Well, the season was pretty much planned ahead of time. So I'm just trying to make sure that it happens according to the plan, with a few tweaks here and there, and beginning to plan future seasons. And we're very excited to be doing the three operas that we are doing, or actually four operas, Madame Butterfly, and then Mozart and Salieri, and The Impresario as a double bill. And we'll end the season with The Magic Flute. So that's an exciting season. We have commissioned a new libretto for The Impresario, which is very interesting. And The Magic Flute will have a treatment that's a little bit off the beaten path as well, in that the Masonic influence has been eliminated, and so has the sexism. So it's really going to be a story more about Greek gods and mortals than anything else.
Well, it sounds exciting for Anchorage Opera this year. I want to take a moment to thank my guests, Reed Smith, General Director of Anchorage Opera, and Kirk Dougherty, who is playing Lieutenant Pinkerton in the upcoming production of Madame Butterfly, which opens November the 7th. Thanks for being on Stage Talk.
Thank you.
And now for the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. It's the last weekend to catch some of Anchorage's best theater. Anchorage Community Theater is presenting John Van Druten's Bell, Book, and Candle this weekend, with curtain times at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, go to actalaska.org or go to centertix.net. Also closing this weekend is Henrik Ibsen's classic tale of Hedda Gabler, starring Anya Wyndham, at Cyrano's Theatre Company. Curtain is at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 3 o'clock on Sunday. For more information, go to cyranos.org or visit centertix.net. And Perseverance Theatre's production of An Iliad, starring Boston Christopher, is also closing this weekend. An Iliad is performing in the Sydney Lawrence Theatre at the Performing Arts Centre. Curtain times are Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 4. For more information, go to perseverancetheater.org or visit centertix.net. And if all that isn't enough, Synesthesia Artist Collective's The Rocky Horror Freak Show continues to perform at Mad Myrna's. Curtain times vary, so go to madmyrnas.com or visit centertix.net for more information. And finally, opening next week on November the 7th and running through the 9th is Anchorage Opera's production of Puccini's Madame Butterfly. For more information, go to anchorageopera.com or visit centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. We've been talking with Reed Smith, the new general director of Anchorage Opera, and Kirk Dougherty, who is performing in Madame Butterfly. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.